One of the truly greats died this week.
Unitas calling signals. Johnny looks over the defense. Unitas fakes a pitch out, throws to Berry, complete. And Berry is brought down from behind after picking up a first down.
Johnny Unitas, the quarterback who made the Baltimore Colts champions in football on television, a weekly national drama, died at the age of 69. He was working out at a fitness center in Timonium, Maryland, when he had a heart attack. Johnny U was one of the great defining athletes of the 20th century, high-top black shoes, hunched-over shoulders, and an eloquent arm. He led the Colts to two championships in the pre-Super Bowl days, 58 and 59, played sparingly in their 71 Super Bowl win. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us. He's often considered the greatest quarterback of all time, isn't he, Ron?
Well, he certainly was the greatest quarterback the NFL ever saw, at least until Joe Montana came along, Scott. But the numbers, you know, those three championships, 40,000 yards passing, touchdown passes in 47 straight games, only tell part of the story. You know, the pictures where we were seeing of him, those black high-top shoes you mentioned, the brush cut, not very imposing physically in an era when you have to be 6'4" and 250 pounds to play quarterback. Mm-hmm. But, it was also an era where quarterbacks called their own plays, not some assistant coach sitting high up in a skybox, which shows you how much the game has changed and not entirely for the better. But I think you're right. Unitas was probably the single player who helped move football from the fairly minor sport it once was, Scott, to the mighty presence that it is today.
What a great pressure performer. We think back, I guess it was the NFL Championship in 1958 against the New York Giants. Last few seconds cut their heart out.
You know, Unitas was a symbol of the game's ethic, and I think that particular game showed it. There's a wonderful story that Cooper Rallo, the former sports editor of the Chicago Tribune, was telling last week. When that title game was tied at the end of regulation, the referee decided to get all dramatic about it, and he called the players together on the field, and he said, "Gentlemen, I hope you realize you are all about to participate in the first overtime game in the history of the National Football League." And Unitas said, "Give me the ball."
And even after the Colts left Baltimore, Johnny Unitas didn't leave Baltimore, did he?
No, and as a matter of fact, he remained very angry at the Colts for doing so, and he wouldn't have anything to do with the organization that he gave his life to. When the Ravens showed up in town, when they came back, the expansion team, 1996, I think it was, all of a sudden Johnny U was back on the sidelines again, and I think everybody in Baltimore really liked that and enjoyed that, the fact that he could now, you know, play a part in Baltimore football once again.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.